Good afternoon. It's 4:32. I'm Marianne Holland with WFYI News. Customs officials at Indianapolis International Airport intercepted an invasive bug with the potential to harm the state's agriculture industry. The capra beetle eats dried grains, cereals, and rice, and thrives in silos. U.S. Customs and Border Protection spokeswoman Cherise Miles says agriculture specialists spotted two capra beetles during a routine search of packages traveling through the FedEx Express hub in Indianapolis. She tells the Indianapolis Star that the live beetles were in a small bag of barley seeds included in a package of personal items being shipped from India to North Carolina. Purdue University agricultural researcher Timothy Gibb says the beetle is considered among the world's most destructive pests of grains and grain product and seeds. Logansport officials say the situation is stable after a hazardous vapor cloud leaked out of a train tanker this morning. Alvin Beckman, director of the Cass County Emergency Management Agency, told the Logansport Pharos Tribune that the car carrying phosphorus trichloride, a chemical described as very toxic and corrosive, started leaking early this morning. No evacuations were ordered. Students are interacting with performing artists at a unique camp going on this week in Carmel. More from WFYI's Sharon Alseth.
The Center for the Performing Arts is holding a summer art series for camps at the Tarkington Theater. Some 120 elementary school students are participating in the three-day series, which includes theater, puppets, a percussion workshop, and Cuban dancing. The series is part of the festivities leading up to the August 6th opening of the Tarkington. Next week's events involve Heartland Truly Moving Pictures and the International Violin Competition of Indianapolis. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.